American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93 KHJ. We got our peeps from ASPA in studio here, Ryan Tuatoo, Customer Service Manager. And we also want to welcome Solid Waste Division. We got Sua in the building. Tayamunwia Sua, good morning. Good to see you again, man.
Morning, John.
Yeah, and we got some just announcements for ASPA. Ryan, I know that you've had something on your Facebook page, but this is related to the Solid Waste Division and just kind of we're in the fallout there with the conflict that's been ongoing in Iran, right?
Yes. Thanks, John. I wanted to let American Samoa know, part of what we want to do is keep our customers informed and to be as transparent as we can with any potential operational issues or like we talked about, some of our rates might potentially going up because of fuel last week. But this week, we're here to talk about our solid waste residential container routes, or the smaller bins that are we pick up for the residential. We are looking at operational ways to keep our cost low so that we don't, especially with the contract, the conflict in Iran, we don't know when that's going to end. And a lot of these, our trucks use a lot of fuel. So one of the things we want to do is control operational costs on the fuel purchases and as well as the wear and tear on the vehicles. We got these four rear end loaders 2 years ago from a grant, and we're seeing a lot of wear and tear because of the constant use. These trucks only rest on Sundays, and part of the problem is we have to look for more grants to buy more trucks. So if we don't do something now, we potentially could shorten the life of these trucks. So that's one of the things we wanted to talk to about. But Elisara can talk more about the scheduling and what his team is planning to do as far as the changes in the only for the residential containers, not the commercial containers. But go ahead, Elisara.
Okay, our new schedule for our homes or residential pickup, we're hoping to implement it on May 4th of this year. And our schedule, we will cut down the collection from 3 days on each district, on the Eastern District and the Western District. So we're now going to go with 2 days for the Eastern District collection and the Western District collection. So our schedule, we'll start collecting the East Side District on Monday, on May 4th, if God's willing, as we arrive on May 4th. On Tuesdays, so we're moving a collection on the West Side District. So on Wednesday, so it's more like equipment service day or a hot day for the not only the equipment but as well as the employees, the workers. And we will continue on Thursday on the Eastern District, and then we'll wrap up things on Friday for the Western Districts. So usually currently we're collecting 3 days per district for both East and West. And with our upcoming schedule for our pickup collection, then we will conduct it within a two-day collection for each district. And two main reasons or two core reasons why these changes came about, it's conserving the oil and the fuel. As we all know what's going on around the world with a war in Iran. And secondly, is for our equipment readiness. We have to get our equipment ready for the long term regarding our service.
Are you noticing like some depreciation? Like is it you just don't want to, the more it's on the road, the more chances you have of a breakdown or something like that?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Luckily we have our own heavy equipment mechanics and auto shop, but we learned from the past when we did have this services in-house that we were doing three-day routes for both sides, and it really took a toll on our equipment. So that's one of the reasons why we ended up outsourcing it, which cost us a little bit more, but we had to absorb out all of those extra costs. So I think we're trying to be more practical, and the team has actually over the past 2 years done an assessment, especially in the last 6 months, that the heavier days, which would be like on the right after the weekends, and then in the middle of the week it'll be lighter. So that's why we're kind of spreading it out more toward the end of the week and the beginning of the week, and focusing on the middle of the week for our maintenance, and then having the trucks rest on Saturdays and Sundays so we can do any maintenance. And any vehicle, any car, the more hours you put on it, the more the wheels turn, the the faster it deteriorates and the faster the wear and tear. So, and again, we've only had these trucks for 2 years, and we're noticing some very, very, not major, but some concerns on the mechanics of it. And
we just don't want to have it go out.
We don't want to have it go out because it'll really
2 days
disrupt.
A week is better than no days a week, right?
Yeah. And then we don't want to go back to the whole flatbed thing. That was very, very unsanitary and it wasn't safe. So we don't want to be doing that again as far as
services.
By the way,
I have noticed, I don't know if you did, just this last week, was somebody doing that? Because there is a ridiculous amount of trash just all over the road right now.
I think a lot of people are cleaning up for Flag Day.
But it's like industrial trash. And I know it can't be your guys' stuff because you got the front loader. So I was like, did somebody take out their own trash or something? Because it was just all over the road right now. It's crazy.
No, yeah. It's usually around this time we announce a lot of our island-wide cleanups and people are,
DIY?
Especially a lot of the bulky waste, the bulky stuff that's...
All right.
That's more on the road, so we do have a different service for that particular service. So, and we're not so maybe you can comment on the commercial side, the bigger green dumpsters. We're not changing that, right? So
yeah, currently we're heading towards making those changes, but for now we're just observing and evaluating our performance, but we'll eventually change the collection day for our dumpsters too.
Okay. Well, you guys do a good job updating that on your Facebook pages too. So if you got any announcements on that, let us know. But meanwhile, 3 days to 2 days, and yep. This is just sort of a preventative related to the Iran-Contra, yep. Or the Iran-Contra. Get your Iran conflict.
Yes. Yes.
And then we got the, and this is also just sort of like preventative maintenance too, so your vehicles yep. Don't depreciate too quickly.
Yeah, usually when your vehicles are brand new, you want to use them, but now they're at a point where we don't want to have it deteriorate as quick. So we learned this again. We learned this over the years of doing our work in house. We don't want to have these vehicles start breaking down, and then we won't be able to pick up any trash.
Yeah,
then we'll have to go back to the whole flatbed ordeal, which we don't want to do at all because it's not safe and it's not sanitary. So and we've done this in the past where we went from 2 to 3, then back to 2, and then we're back. Now we want to go back to 2 to kind of it helps with our costs too. We have less man hours, less overtime, because right now because of the crews are working 6 days a week, there's a lot of overtime, and then our landfill has to be open after hours or for these trucks to show up. So we're still going to keep the same times from 7:30. To 4 or until they're done for those. So on the east side, Monday and Thursday, and on the west side, Tuesday and Friday. So I think from Nu'uli, from Abau to Whangamalo is considered our west side routes, and then Abau Matu'u to
Nu'uli.
Go ahead and explain that. So
okay, our borders for our collection determining the Eastern District and the Western District, it's in the Coconut Point.
Okay.
So that's where we divide on.
That's our Mason-Dixon line?
Yeah.
Okay.
More likely.
Okay.
So
that Coconut Point gas station,
yes.
Then, huh? All right.
So from that point.
Is Coconut Point then, so if you live in Coconut Point though, is that Western or is that Eastern?
That's Eastern.
Okay. Got it. All
that's
right.
Eastern. Nu'uli is Eastern District.
Okay.
So that's where the separation is at. So all the villages going on the east side, so they will be collecting on Monday and Thursday. So for the west side, all the way to Whangamalo, including the back villages, so we'll be serviced on Tuesday and Friday.
Tuesday, Friday, Monday, Thursday.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. And then as far as is there a good time to make sure your stuff's out there so you don't miss the, because when you go about dropped out of 2 days, man, that stretch from Friday to Monday can be long if you get missed. But so is there certain amount of time that you want to have your trash out beforehand?
Yeah. Well, we usually start at 7,
okay.
7:30. So you have night before the collection, and even 6 a.m. in the morning, because your trash will be serviced on that day.
Okay.
And so you have ample time to bring out your trash.
Got it. All right.
And so I think it's going to be some getting used to at the beginning. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes, and then people will get used to it. Like anything that changes, there's always opportunity for change, and people just have to usually adapt to the changes. But I think we're going to be doing a lot more radio announcements, and we've done our Facebook stuff. So we did a TV program with KBZK. So it's important that people are aware. We don't want, last thing we want is for the trash to be left out, and then our furry friends start tearing it up, and it makes a mess along the road.
So, or the flies, or
the flies, yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it's
the flies.
We understand it's going to take a while to adapt to it. So yeah. we will try and do some cleanups. Maybe even have a rover on a Wednesday to capture any last minute or loose ones for the initial part of it. But you know, we don't want any trash to be left out, and for any dogs to be enjoying themselves over a long period of time. So
right.
I wanted just to throw that out there.
Yeah. So sounds like the Saturday day is going away then.
Yeah, for the residential containers, yes.
Okay.
So a lot of people do their cleanups on Saturdays, but it's usually during the end of the day. But you know, a lot of stuff is grass, and it shouldn't really be put in the trash cans or the dumpsters. But our pickup times are usually in the morning. So. And it's you know, we've accrued a lot of overtime because of the 3-a-days, and it's a way for us to control our costs at this time. We don't want to continue to do the service and then you know, have to potentially raise rates. That's the last thing we want to do. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure this utility or this part of our operations are sustainable. So this is the first option we've looked at, and then we've done it before. So it's not like we haven't done it before. It's just a matter of retraining our customers to know the different routes. So that's why we're out here today here to let people know.
So Monday and Thursday for East Side?
For the East Side, yes.
Yeah. And
East
Tuesday, East. Friday for?
The Western District.
West Side, got yes. it. Okay, and East Side starts Coconut Point all the way to East
Well,
Side.
Usually in the, at about part of Nuri.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there, when you're coming from the East Side, so usually at the Avau site.
I got you.
Yeah.
Avau, okay.
And the Western starts from the Coconut Point all the way to yeah. Fangamal.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that. I don't want to be giving people the wrong info. I think they know which side they're on.
Yeah, well, I think it's the same yes. routes now. Mm. It's just different times. Okay. We've just cut it down to 2 instead of 3. And then because the east side, the cars have to travel further. So there's more time on the road. So that's why we've made this area more bigger, because it's closer to the landfill. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to control this side versus the east side. We have to go all the way out there and come back, and go all the way out there again and come back.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys keeping it in house. We love the ASPA guys, and thank you, Ryan and Sua.
Thank you.
I know we got to get you on 103 here real quick. So
all right. Thanks, John. Thanks, Mark Zamwa. Right. Yeah.
Thank you, 93 KHJ. This is ASPA.